Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum, in the middle of Israel, nothing ever happens here, nothing changes, and we like it that way quite well. Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum, in the middle of Israel, nothing ever happens here, nothing changes, and we like it that way.
Their morning feeding. The sun should be so consistent.
Rachel, dear, don't think of them as Romans. Think of them as paying customers. It appears that Octavius has brought that young Commander Marcus along on patrol this morning. I wonder what this is all about.
Good morning, old man.
Good morning, Centurion. So, Octavius, taking the boss to breakfast, are we, huh? Looking for a promotion, perhaps?
Be careful with your tongue.
Ooh.
I'm in a good mood, but the day is still young. The centurion informed me just this morning that he wished to accompany us on patrol today.
That's right. It's been too long since I've been to the marketplace. And I've so missed your pleasant company, Asa. I have missed seeing your family. Hello, Hannah. Your uncle sends his best. It's been a long time. You really should come visit him more often.
So my traitor's brother still works as the centurion's servant. How is the treasonous old bird faring?
Not well, I'm afraid.
No?
He's suddenly taken ill. Nothing seems to help. Thought I might take him some fresh bread baked by his favorite niece to see if that might cheer him.
Uncle Amphithia is sick? Is it serious?
Honestly, I don't know. The physicians are baffled by his condition. Nothing seems to help. Hannah, maybe if you visited him.
Well, we've instructed our granddaughter to keep to her own side of the city. Just because her favorite uncle works for the Romans doesn't mean she should be keeping their company also.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not at all sure she's going just to visit my brother.
Grandfather?
Yes, well, whatever. I'm sure Amaziah will enjoy the bread, and you all are welcome to visit anytime.
Excuse me, sir, but shouldn't we be going? We have a lot of ground yet to cover this morning.
Yes, of course. Here, this is for the bread.
Okay.
Good day, sir. So. Goodbye, Hannah.
Bye.
Good day. Good day. So, Amaziah's not well. Well, I'm not surprised. My poor brother's probably sick from associating with those Romans.
Well, at least they're gone now. Just 24 more hours, we have to see those brutes again. I don't know, Grandmother. Marcus seems nice enough. Nice enough? A Roman? I hardly think so. Now, a Jewish boy, that would be nice enough. But I forget. Our granddaughter has refused the proposal of nearly every nice Jewish boy in Capernaum. Now, let's see. There was not caring enough, not kind enough, not spiritual enough, and, of course, not handsome enough. But we mustn't forget, but Grandmother Rachel, I don't love him. Nice enough, a Roman soldier for my granddaughter, I don't think so. But he's different than the others, Grandmother. He's kind and he's good to his men. He's smart and he's brave. My Uncle Amaziah once told me that Marcus risked his life in battle to rescue a wounded soldier. And he loves Uncle Amaziah like he was family. How many Romans do you know that would come to our side of the city to help a servant? Lisa, do you hear what I'm hearing?
Yes. And I'm beginning to believe that centurion came to our bakery for more than just fresh bread.
Forget about her, sir. She's a beauty, all right. But she's a Jew. And the Jews are nothing but trouble.
Well, they're not all that bad, Octavius. After all, I don't know what I would have done without her uncle's help these past few years.
I'll grant you, the girl and her family seem pleasant enough, but you just can't separate them from the rest of their kind. You get involved with a Jewish girl, and you get involved with all the Jews.
Well, maybe you're right, Octavius. But Hannah's different. Occasionally, we talk when she comes to visit her uncle at my home. I've been all over this empire, never met another woman like her. Take the men on, Sergeant. I'm going to take this bread to Amaziah to see if it might brighten his day like she brightens mine.
As the girl who disarms me with one hello, the voice of a goddess, the voice of a bird, a beauty that touched my soul beyond the grasp of my words. If anyone's listening in heaven, please tell me, could she be the one? Search is over. Could she be the one to grow up for me? In a thousand years, in
Someone to see you, sir.
Send him in.
Not him. Her.
Hannah, what are you doing here? Does your family know you're here?
No, and they mustn't find out. I've come because of Uncle Amaziah. I was at your home to see him this morning. Marcus, he's dying.
I know. I appealed to the Roman gods for a cure, but he only gets worse. I would do anything to help him. You know that, don't you? But he's been like a father to me. But what else is there that I can do?
I know of someone who might be able to help him. A very wise and amazing man. A rabbi who's healing people and changing lives. If anybody can save my uncle, I believe he can.
Where is he? When can I meet him?
He's teaching on the hillside tomorrow, just outside the city. Follow the crowds and look for me. I'll take you to him. I must go now. Oh, and try to look a little less Roman. His followers are not exactly supporters of Caesar.
All right, I'll be there.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what was that all about?
Seems Hannah knows someone who might heal my servant. I'm going to meet him tomorrow on a hillside.
Did she tell you this man's name?
No, just that he was a rabbi who could heal the sick. I figure it's worth investigating.
If this is the man I suspect, a rabbi called Jesus from Nazareth, I promise you he's trouble. And if your pretty little Jewish girl's involved with him, then she's trouble too.
Jesus from Nazareth, yes. I've heard some rumors about him. Not much real information, though. Tell me what you know, Octavius.
Well, they say he has very unorthodox ideas, even for the Jews. He's been performing miracles, like the girl says, and drawing very large crowds. There are plenty of stories floating around about him, some that date back 30 years or so. Incredible tales of a virgin birth in Bethlehem. Stargazing magi traveling halfway across the world to pay homage to a baby king. But you'd be too young to remember them, sir.
Oh, I've heard them. But what do they mean?
Well, I don't know. Word in the marketplace is that the Jewish leaders don't like this Jesus much. They're trying to find ways to discredit him. He upsets their status quo. Others are beginning to think he might be their Messiah, a savior, some sort of king. As for me, I say he's trouble, plain and simple. Call it an old soldier's intuition. The Jews have had plenty of these so-called messiahs come and go over the years. But this one, this Jesus, he's different.
All right, then. You and a few of your men will accompany me to the hillside tomorrow. But stay out of sight and out of the way. If there's trouble, we'll deal with it. But first, I must meet this miracle-working rabbi if my friend Amaziah is to have any chance at all to live.
Could he be the one? They are so could he be the one?
Marcus.
Hannah, seems I found the right hillside.
Yes, you did. But I thought I asked you to look a little less like a soldier. You stand out like a camel in the Holy of Holies. And only a blind man would miss your friends across the way. I thought I could trust you, Marcus.
You can trust me. Octavius is only here in case of a disturbance. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought a Roman uniform would cause such a disturbance by now. Other nations have seen the benefits of working with Caesar. Why do the Jews resist?
Could it possibly be because the Romans have taxed us into complete poverty and denied us the freedom to worship the one true God as we please?
Oh, hold on. I'm here to help Amaziah, not argue. Although we have allowed the Jews to observe their religious practices, within reason.
We are tolerated only to the point that we are not a threat to Caesar's rule. Anyone who crosses that line is dealt with in the cruelest of ways. Surely you've heard of the place in Jerusalem called Golgotha, where Pilate hands out Roman justice to anyone who crosses that line.
Roman justice is swift and final, I agree. But it's also fair and just. An innocent man has no reason to fear the Roman courts. Thieves and insurrectionists get only what's due to them by the hand of the governor.
Why should I have thought that you'd understand? A Roman soldier could never know what it is to be a Jew. One day God will deliver us and our people will be free. But meanwhile, we must suffer persecution at the hands of whichever brutal government is fashionable.
Deliver you with a Messiah, right?
Yes, a Messiah. How did you know?
My men and I hear things. It's our job to know local politics. Speaking of him, where is this miracle man? When can I meet him?
There he is. The man in the middle. That's Jesus.
He's not at all what I envisioned.
I'm not surprised. He's not what a lot of people thought the Messiah would be.
So he is the Messiah, right? The one to free all of Israel from the tyranny of Rome? I'm sorry, he hardly looks like a conquering hero.
I don't pretend to be wise in the matters of Scripture. And I don't know all the prophecies like the men do. But I do know that Jesus is special. He's different. He's not changing governments, Marcus. He's changing people. And when he speaks of the Heavenly Father, it's with complete authority, with familiarity. And he's so wise, far beyond his years. But mostly, Marcus, he loves people.
Well, when can I meet him?
First, Marcus, listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Hannah.
What are you doing?
There won't be any trouble. I must speak to this man now. Amaziah can wait no longer. My lord, I have a dear servant at home who is paralyzed and lies in terrible suffering.
Then I shall go and heal him.
I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But say the word and it will be done, for I am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. This one, come, and he comes. I tell my servant to do this, and he does it.
I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Go.
It will be done as you believed it would.
Was it as easy as that? Just because I believed he could delegate his authority to one of his men? Does this mean Amaziah will be all right?
Go see for yourself, Marcus. Go home and see what a little faith can do.
I don't believe what I just saw. Our commander comes here begging for the help of some Jewish holy man, and he takes the rabbi's word that everything's all right simply because he has faith. Faith in a penniless Jew. I don't believe this.
Marcus has faith, Octavius. Very rare in a Roman, but a fact of life for the Jew. Faith is the key to knowing God.
By faith was our father Abraham led to follow God to a foreign land.
By faith we're in Nebuchadnezzar's stand, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Sarah bore her only son, and a mighty nation was thus begun.
By faith in Jehovah was all this done, for she was a woman of faith. By faith how we call God's chosen race, who is that same name who teaches his faith.
Daniel entered the lion's den, and without a scratch he walked out again.
By faith he desired to be just like him, for he was a man of faith. By faith are we all God's chosen race, who is not his name, who is his faith. By faith are we led through all our days, for we are people of faith. We are people of faith.
Thought I should personally deliver the good news. Amaziah is completely well.
Oh,
back
good.
To normal.
Good.
As long as he works in the house of a Roman, my brother could hardly be described as normal. But still, that was a good thing you did for him, Marcus. Anna told us all about it.
Yes, she did. And it is a good thing for you to come and tell us of Amaziah's recovery. Now, if a certain old stubborn goat could go to his brother, this brother who was just days ago at death's door, and make good all the bad feelings that have festered between them over the years, then maybe this family could celebrate Passover this year without a fight at the dinner table. Now, come on, Asa. Let's go talk about Passover.
Woman,
come on, Asa.
You're driving me crazy.
Let's go.
Isn't it wonderful that Amaziah is completely well? Everything worked out just as you said it would. Now, perhaps you could help me with another problem. You see, I've gone off and fallen madly in love with the most wonderful girl. And despite the protests of her grandparents, I think she loves me too. But there's an invisible wall that separates us. Because I'm a Roman and she's a Jew. If our differences keep us apart much longer, I may need your miracle-working friend to mend a broken heart.
Believe it or not, Marcus, my grandparents are beginning to admit that you're not so terrible. That alone may be a miracle. You're kind and gentle, even if you are a little bit stubborn. And you're thoughtful and loyal, even if you are a little naive about Rome's injustices.
I think the invisible wall may be crumbling.
But don't you see? It's more than all that. It doesn't matter to me that you're Roman. What matters is that I follow Jesus and you serve Caesar. Marcus, you saw how he healed my Uncle Amaziah. If only you would look with eyes of faith and see Jesus for what he really is, then maybe things could be different between us. Maybe...
Octavius, what are you doing here?
Sir, sealed orders arrived for you from Rome this morning. You weren't at the garrison of your home. Your servant Amaziah thought I might find you here. Your orders, sir.
My troops and I are being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. I'm going to be the centurion in the governor's court. We're going to leave tomorrow.
Congratulations, sir. This is good news. Finally to be living in a real city for a change. We must go and pack immediately. The men are going to want to celebrate tonight.
I can't go just yet, Octavius. First, I need to speak with Hannah.
No need to explain to me, sir. Just tell the lady goodbye, then meet me and the men at the tavern. If you don't mind, I'll not stick around for the tears.
Hannah, this is wonderful. I'm being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. I'm going to be the centurion in the governor's court. Hannah, you must come with me to Jerusalem.
Marcus, you have to make a choice. If there's any chance that we're to be together, we mustn't go to Jerusalem.
What? What do you mean?
I love you, Marcus. I do. But I follow Jesus, not Caesar. If only you test your newfound faith, you could too.
But Hannah, this is everything I've worked for. I've risked my life for the hope of a command like this. And you ask me to throw it all away? To follow some wandering prophet you call a Messiah? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of choice is that?
It's the most important choice, Marcus.
Octavius, what's going on here?
Another one of the Jewish holy men have arrived for the Passover celebration.
All this for a prophet?
Makes you wonder just who this holy man is, doesn't it? By the gods, look! It's him! It's Jesus!
Here he comes, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Messiah, Savior.
Watch where you're going, woman.
Forgive me, sir.
Hannah, I didn't recognize you. I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you.
Oh, no, sir. Please don't bother. I'll be out of your way quickly. It was certainly my mistake, Centurion.
Hannah, you don't have to speak to me that way. It's me, Marcus. How long has it been since I've last seen you? Nearly 2 years?
Forgive me, sir, but I don't know anyone named Marcus anymore. And certainly the Centurion has more important concerns than a clumsy Jewish girl. Please, don't waste your time. I'll be out of your way quickly. My master needs me. Or is it now against Roman law for a Jew to follow her Messiah?
Tough break, sir. Perhaps it is your destiny to flirt with danger and not women.
I tell you what, Sergeant. I've known my share of beautiful women in this empire, but I had to lose my heart to a girl who won't return my love. And why? Because I refuse to throw my life away, to follow some prophet she calls a Messiah. Why is it every time I encounter this Jesus, he disturbs me so?
Like I told you, sir, he's trouble. For you, for me, he is certainly trouble.
See what he did. It's outrageous. The man's a lunatic.
Worse than that, he's a blasphemer. He said the temple is his house. I say we should arrest him.
Arrest him? Now? Just look at these people. They adore this Jesus. If we arrest him, it would start a riot. No. First we must discredit him. Trip him up somehow. Trap him with his own words. Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity, and you teach the ways of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?
You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?
It's Caesar's, of course.
Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
Teacher, in all the law, which is the greatest commandment?
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you to do. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, yet they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
He made fools of us.
Worse is the people love him for doing so.
We're losing control. We cannot let this continue much longer. Passover is only a few days away. By then, he'll have the entire city on his side.
Something must be done.
Of Nazareth is is stirring up the people against
us. Something must be done.
This blasphemous deceiver will bring the wrath of Rome down upon us.
Something must be done.
Must tell Caiaphas, go straight away to Caiaphas. The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
He'll handle it completely.
The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
Something must be done.
Something must be done. Hannah, Octavia said that you sent for me. I'm so glad you changed your mind. It's so good to see you.
Centurion Marcus, it's not what you think. I've come here for your help. A friend's life may be in danger, and you may be our only hope.
I see. Who's in trouble?
Jesus. Today in the temple, he chased away all the money changers and embarrassed the priests and Pharisees in front of the crowd. Later, I overheard the priests talking, planning their revenge.
Revenge? What sort of revenge?
They said they were going to Caiaphas, that he would know what to do. They were so angry, Marcus. It all sounded so evil. I'm afraid for Jesus' life.
Yes, the high priest Caiaphas, he's a dangerous man. I've witnessed some heated discussions between him and Pontius Pilate. It'd be difficult to say which man hates the other more. Caiaphas is dangerous, all right. But Jesus has too much loyal support right now. Caiaphas could never get past his followers.
But what if he does get past them somehow? You yourself said he was dangerous.
It's true, he is dangerous. But he's also a man with no real political authority. Without Pilate's consent, Caiaphas can take no lasting measures against Jesus. The power to condemn a man lies solely in Rome's hands. So you see, Hannah, you don't need to worry about Jesus. I'm sure everything will work out.
I hope you're right. I pray you're right. But it feels down in my soul like everything is about to change.
Yes, of course, you are absolutely right. Something must be done with this Jesus of Nazareth. Our coexistence with these Roman heathens is fragile enough without some foolish rabble-rouser stirring up the people. We will deal with this man in a most finite manner. Better that one man die for the people than the entire nation perish.
Perhaps we could run him out of the city before the Passover gets underway.
And how do you propose to do that? How do you take a man who has hundreds, maybe thousands of followers, and simply run him out of the city? It's not that simple. Efforts to discredit him have all failed, and his popularity is growing daily, at our expense, I might add. No, you do not chase away a man like Jesus. He would only return, and our problems would return with him. No, gentlemen, our solution must be permanent. Now, we need a reason, a plausible reason, to have this Jesus arrested. More importantly, the proper time and place for his arrest must be considered. And to that end, I offer you the services of this man. Gentlemen, I would like you all to meet Judas Iscariot. He has agreed, for a price, to hand over his master Jesus to us tomorrow evening in an out-of-the-way place. Now, all we need are some convincing witnesses and a little help from our friend, Pontius Pilate. If things go well, we'll have Jesus of Nazareth tried convicted, and executed before Passover even begins. Excellent, gentlemen. Well then, good night, and sleep well, for tomorrow promises to be a very busy day. Malchus, pay the man.
Still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Friend, do what you came for. Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns.
Well, Caiaphas, I understand that you have a pressing problem that only the governor can handle. This better be important to awaken me at such an early hour.
Pontius Pilate, Your Excellency, we are certainly grateful for your audience. Here is our problem.
I see. So what charges are you bringing against this man?
He is a criminal. If he were not, we would not be handing him over to you.
You, come to me, now. So you're that prophet from Nazareth, aren't you?
You know, I've heard some things about you. My wife's even seen you in her nightmares. Just who are you anyway? Are you that king of the Jews?
Is that your idea? Or have others talked to you about me?
What? Do you think I'm a Jew? It was your people and your chief priest who handed you over to me anyway. Just what you were supposed to have done.
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But now, my kingdom is from another place.
So you are a king. This might be entertaining after all.
You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
What is truth? Another lunatic Jewish philosopher. Just where do these people come from? I find no basis for charges against this man, but it is customary that during the time of Passover that I release a prisoner to you. Should I release this king of the Jews?
Crucify him.
Your Excellency, I'm certain this man is innocent. Shall I have the guards throw the mob out?
Hey! You take him. I find no basis for charges against this man.
But we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.
Do you hear what they are saying about you? Just who are you? Speak to me. Don't you know who I am? I have the power to free you or to crucify you. Here is your king.
Take him away. Crucify him. Take him away. Crucify him.
Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar.
I am innocent of this man's blood. Crucify him.
My friend, save yourself if you're the Son of God.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
tell me, centurion, who is this man? My search is over. Could he be the one true hope for me? In a thousand years, in a thousand lives, surely, he is the Son of God.
What is it now, Caiaphas? Wasn't it just yesterday I did your dirty work for you? I wouldn't hope to have to see you again so soon.
Your Excellency, it seems that one small detail remains. It seems that while the deceiver Jesus was still alive, he claimed that he would raise up 3 days after his death. Of course, this is all nonsense, but we believe that his followers may attempt to steal the body to promote just such a fantasy.
What are you asking of Rome this time, Caiaphas? More killings? Perhaps we should crucify his disciples. No. That's not enough. Maybe we should just dispose of anybody that ever knew him. Would that be sufficient enough for your problem?
Governor, sir, all we ask for is a guard, perhaps two, just enough to guard the tomb until the third day has passed. This way we can prevent further deception from this Jesus.
Yes, take a guard. Centurion, go and secure the tomb the best you know how. Put my seal on it, place two guards for 3 days. I wish to hear no more of this Jesus of Nazareth. My wife was right. I should have had nothing to do with this man.
By the gods, Octavius, this is boring work. We've been here 3 days, and nothing has happened.
Well, what do you expect from graveyard duty? I just wish the centurion would send someone to relieve us. Wait a minute. Perhaps he has. Look at that. Maybe we'll have some company after all.
Soldier, report at once. Tell me exactly what happened here.
Is that you, Centurion? I can't see a thing. There was a bright light, and then a man dressed like a god rolled away the stone. Octavius, is he still here? Is he alive?
Oh, our friend seems to be coming around. Sergeant, tell me exactly what happened here.
Well, sir, everything was so quiet. Nothing was out of the ordinary. We noticed some women coming down the road. That's when it happened.
When what happened?
The earthquake, sir. The ground shook. Then a woman, a woman like I've never seen before, appeared as if she rode a bolt of lightning to the ground. And she pushed that stone away like it was a pebble. I felt an awful fear crushing my chest. Then everything went black. And that's all I remember, sir.
Body isn't there. Jesus is gone.
We're all doomed. When Pontius Pilate finds out, we're all going to die.
Pilate will not hear of this boy. Forgive me, sir. But if word of this gets back, no one will believe us and will be executed for a dereliction of our duties. Not with those old priests and their cronies that got us into this mess. They have as much at stake as we do. I say we go to them. Let them figure a way out of this. Don't you agree, sir?
What? I'm sorry. I was thinking of something.
We got to get to those old priests, sir. Concoct some story about being attacked by Jesus' followers. Something. Let them Jews cover for us. It's as much their problem as it is ours. Are you with us? Can we count on you, sir?
Go, Octavius. Go back to Jerusalem and tell them any story you'd like. You'll get no argument from me. Just go.
A series of decisions. We make choices, we live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroads, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one down the other, just a man with nail scars in his hands. But there is mercy in his eyes, and there is power in his name. I choose Jesus, I choose Jesus, without a solitary doubt. I choose Jesus. Not for miracles, but for loving me. Not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not for a day, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. All my life I sailed the sea of reason. I was captain of my soul. There was no need for a savior. I could live life on my own. Then I heard passion, words of healing for broken lives. When we nailed him to the tree, his life Now he's calling to follow and to lead the path. For Bethlehem, but for Calvary.